This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-8304, regarding John Denniston, D like David, E, N-N-I-S-T-O, N like November, date of birth 7-17-1947. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Denniston with hypertension and history of contrast-induced nephropathy. His last visit was 1 year ago. He's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and his weight is up 10 pounds over the last year. Review of systems is negative. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight atenolol. He takes 25 milligram, a half tablet twice a day. Flomax is new since his last visit, 0.4 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 218 pounds, pulse is 63, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-4-2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.26, sodium 144, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 34, hemoglobin 15.6, normal white count, normal platelets, calcium is 9.74, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.3, estimated GFR is 59. Assessment and plan, one, hypertension, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, two, and history of contrast-induced nephropathy. The patient will continue all of his routine medications. Labs should be done every 12 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.